We're going to take some time to remember actor and comedian Robin Williams. He was found dead yesterday in California. Police say preliminary indications point to suicide.
For decades, Williams was known for the sheer energy of his performances. He could talk rapid fire, changing his voice, though he was always Robin Williams. Here he is in Dead Poets Society.
Now, many of you have seen Shakespeare done very much like this. O Titus, bring your friend hither. But if any of you have seen Mr. Marlon Brando, no, that Shakespeare can be different. France, Romans, countrymen, Lemires. You can also imagine maybe John Wayne is Macbeth going, well, is this a dagger I see before me?
In real life, Robin Williams was married 3 times and was the father of 3 children. He was beloved by friends.
Comedian Steve Martin called him a mensch, great talent, acting partner, genuine soul. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates has this appreciation of his life and career.
Robin McLaurin Williams was born in an affluent Chicago home. He'd always wanted to be on stage and eventually attended Juilliard until one of his teachers told him he was wasting his time there when he should be performing. So he left to work in improv groups. Williams' big break came a few years later when he was cast as an alien who drifted to Earth from the planet Ork. Mork from Ork ended up as the roommate of Straight Arrow Mindy McConnell, played by Pam Dauber. His greeting became a cultural catchphrase.
Nanu, nanu.
As did his version of an alien expletive.
Shazbat.
After Mork and Mindy, Williams would go on to make dozens of movies. Some were highly praised, such as his role as Russian defector Vladimir Ivanov in 1984's Moscow on the Hudson. Vladimir ached for America, only to discover it wasn't as perfect as he dreamed.
To tell you the truth, Orlando, New York frightens me. It's brutal. It's crazy.
But in the end, Vlad and New York were made for each other. Williams regaled audiences with one of his most loved roles in Mrs. Doubtfire as a divorced husband who dresses in drag so his unsuspecting ex-wife will hire him as their children's nanny. And he earned an Oscar for his portrayal of tough love psychiatrist Sean McGuire in 1997's Good Will Hunting. Here, McGuire challenges Will Hunting, an angry math genius who mops floors at MIT, to go after a girl he likes, despite his reservations.
You're not perfect, sport. And let me save you the suspense. This girl you met, she isn't perfect either. But the question is whether or not you're perfect for each other. That's the whole deal. That's what intimacy is all about.
In a 60 Minutes interview in 1986, Williams credited his success to his dear friend and mentor, comedian Jonathan Winters.
Jonathan has just taught me about the world is open for play. I mean, he's done anything and everybody is mockable in a wonderful way.
Mockable in a wonderful way. Like gently poking fun at one of the most important populations in his adopted hometown.
San Francisco, where God save the Queen, has a different meaning.
Or becoming a comedic tornado in his voiceover role as the decidedly show-struck genie who channels entertainment icons. Williams' lightning mimicry goes from Arnold Schwarzenegger to Ed Sullivan in the hit Disney animated movie Aladdin.
The ever impressive.
The one contained.
Copy of an imitate.
But never
duplicated.
Duplicated. Genie of the lamp.
Right here, direct from the lamp, right here for your very much wish fulfillment.
But it was live on stage where Williams outdid most of his comedic colleagues. Gilbert Gottfried often did stand-up in the same clubs on the same nights as Williams. He said if he was in the audience or backstage, Williams frequently called him up on stage to improvise with him.
You definitely had your adrenaline going, and you couldn't slack off for a second.
Gottfried says his last memory of Williams is a fond one. They'd both done a benefit with Bob Saget and had gone to a small diner for a bite. Billy Crystal was in town and joined them.
And the three of us went to a little restaurant, and in the middle of the night we all sat having dessert and talking and laughing. That was a great, great night.
And a great way, Gottfried says, to remember a gifted, generous man.
If there ever is an earthquake in San Francisco, it's just God saying, get those condominiums off my back!
Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.